A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samunda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This morning, I'd like us to discuss the subject, Don't Rest Too Soon. Don't rest too soon. Yesterday, we saw the life of Isaac, a man who tired out his enemies, his contenders, and his contentions. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 22, the Bible says, "And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." What a joy that after the contentions, after struggles, after the challenges that Isaac faced, he finally got to Rehoboth, where he dug a well and where there was no more contention. Contention ceased, contention ended for Isaac. God made room for him, and that was his testimony. The Lord has made room for us. One would have expected that since the Lord has made room for Isaac, he should rest on his oars, he should settle on his lees. But Isaac did not rest, Isaac did not settle. The word of God continued in verse 23 to say, "And he went up from thence to Bathsheba." Isaac went to Bathsheba from that place. He didn't stop because he had recorded result. He went out and continued to walk. So in verse 32 of Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says, "And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of that city is Beersheba until this day." Isaac dug. He found water. God made room for him. And instead of settling down and relaxing and enjoying the fruit of his labor, Isaac continued to labor. He did not rest too soon. He did not rest very early. And so, after Rehoboth, there is Beersheba. For Isaac, after Rehoboth, there is Beersheba. He dug and found water in Rehoboth. He did not stop. He kept looking for water, and he found water again in Beersheba. We have found water. That will be your testimony also, that I have found water. You will find water in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our subject of discussion, however, is that Isaac did not rest. Isaac did not settle. After the breakthrough of Rehoboth, Isaac did not call a party and build a tabernacle around the breakthrough of Rehoboth. Isaac pressed on, and he got to Beersheba, where he found water again. When a man thinks he has arrived, there is only one direction, only one place for him to go, and that is down. May you not go down in life. The man who thinks he has arrived, the man who thinks he has gotten it all, he has made it all, is on his way down. Failure and downfall will be the lot of the man who decides to rest too soon, who decides to rest after a breakthrough. Please note, after one breakthrough comes another breakthrough. There is the need for you to face another level of contentions and of labor to move to another level of victory, to move into another level of breakthrough. So don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't call a party because of the breakthrough you have just recorded. That is just, by the way, don't forget, success is a journey. It is never a destination. Nobody arrives at success. Finally, success is a journey. You keep journeying. And when you get to Rehoboth, you must keep journeying. Journey, don't stop. Don't build a tabernacle. You can build an altar to commemorate what God has done, to celebrate what God has done, but you must move on. Don't call it quit at that point. Don't retire from that moment. There is still more. There is still more for you to accomplish. Don't rest too soon. There is a danger in resting too soon. And we saw this in the life of the men of Isaac, the children of Isaac. In Genesis chapter 49, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, Isaac is a strong ass, couching down between two bodies, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and he bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Isaac became a servant unto tribute. He saw that rest was too good. Let's look at that passage from the Message translation. Message translation says, Isaac is one tough donkey, crouching between two corrals. When he saw how good the place was, how pleasant the country, he gave up his freedom and went to work as a slave. Isaac gave up his freedom because of rest. He saw that the place was good. Instead of pressing on, he decided to build a tabernacle at that place of breakthrough, at that place of success. The New English Translation says, when he sees a good resting place and the pleasant land, he will bend his shoulder to the body and become a slave laborer. Don't become a slave. Don't give up your freedom because of a breakthrough. There are so many people who have given up their freedom, given up their liberty because of a victory, because of a success that they have recorded. They gave up their pursuits in life. And before they could say Jack Robinson, they lost all and no pursuit again. They failed in life and in destiny. May you not fail in the name of Jesus. So don't be like Isaac, rather be like Isaac. Keep digging, keep striving. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't rest too soon. Don't rest too early. Thank God for the breakthrough of Rehoboth. There is still Beersheba. Don't give up. Keep pressing on. You will still find water. Don't surrender. Don't submit. It is not over yet. You are not there yet. Whatever you have now, somebody is better than you. Whatever success you have recorded, some have recorded greater and better results. So there is still more land to conquer. There is still more for you to achieve. Achievement is not over because you have gotten to Rehoboth, because God has made room for you. There are other rooms, bigger rooms, larger rooms that God intends to make. Just don't surrender at this point. Just don't give up at this level. Keep pressing on. You are overcoming all challenges. And at the point of breakthrough, get ready to breakthrough again. This breakthrough again, however, will not come until and unless you keep pressing on. So don't stop pressing on. There is still Beersheba after Rehoboth. Thank God for the contention that you overcame at Esek. Thank God for the strife that you subdued at Sitna. Thank God for the breakthrough at Rehoboth. Thank God for God making room for you at Rehoboth. But please don't give up. You will still find water. There is still water waiting for you at Sheba. So get up, get out. There is water of refreshment, water of blessing still waiting. You will find water if you don't rest too soon. Don't rest too soon. Press on again. There's a miracle yet ahead of you. There are blessings yet ahead of you. Just do not submit or surrender because of the success of this hour. Don't be like Isaac because rest is good. Don't couch between two bodies. Don't give up your freedom. Press on. There is more for you. Don't rest too soon. And the Lord will help you. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the grace to keep pressing on, even after a breakthrough. Father, I receive the grace to keep pressing on, even after a breakthrough, even after a success. I receive the grace to keep pressing on. I receive the grace to keep going on. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to rest too soon. I will not rest too soon, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let me find water. After Rehoboth, let me yet find water. Let me record greater accomplishment. Let me record greater results. In the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer. Let me find water. Let me find blessings. Let me find greater glory, greater blessings. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to rest too early. I refuse to give up my freedom. I refuse to give up my liberty. I refuse to become a slave laborer. I refuse to become a slave to labor. I refuse to walk as a slave in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice and pray, Father. Let there be a commotion of blessings, a commotion of miracles in my life. Let me move from success to success, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from blessing to blessings, from glory to glory, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice and pray. Take me to my Sheba. After this Rehoboth, take me to my Sheba. Father, I thank you for making room for me at Rehoboth. Take me to my Sheba. Let me find water. Let my destiny find water. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray that the Lord will give you the grace to press on, the grace never to give up, the grace never to surrender. I pray that you will not rest on your horrors, that you will not give up your pursuit. I pray that the breakthrough of this present time, the breakthrough of Rehoboth, will not be put an end to breakthrough and blessings in your life. I pray that your good place will not be an enemy of your better place. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your destiny will still find water. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will yet take you from your Rehoboth to Sheba, where you will find water again. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as you keep pressing, the grace of God will be abundantly available to take you to your new place in destiny. I pray that at every new place you get, the Lord will subdue the opposition, challenges, and give you total victory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral. Time 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit and 8:30 a.m. for the worship service. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Ologweru, join us for a wonderful, glorious service beside Joannick Filling Station, adjacent Furko, Ologweru, Ibadan. And if you are around Ring Road, join us at number 2, Animashan Street, before Teju Hospital. Time at the two locations is 9 a.m. Don't forget to join us later today for day 17 of 30 Days of Grace. 30 Days of Grace, day 17, 9 p.m. And the platform is my YouTube and Facebook channel. The handle is at Yemi Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adunoju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.